Welcome to Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. Listen as we showcase original work from top Royal Road authors, read by professional voice actors. Hear interviews from your favorite lit RPG and game lit authors. Lastly, listen as the Long-Winded One tries his hand at his first ever lit RPG novel, The Four Treasures.
Excerpt of Maxwell Flourish, A Fun Night, an MAO side story, written by Zrael, read by Andrew James Spooner. Max felt his consciousness sink down into his new body. His eyes cracked open in time for him to see multiple little blocks of white light coalescing into his in-game avatar. First, his red jacket appeared, followed by his black undershirt, custom-made jeans, and finally his custom sneakers. Max danced back and forth happily, his gaze stuck downward, looking at his in-game legs.
Legs? I have fucking legs again, Max thought, as he brought his knees up to his chest one at a time. Finally, out of that damn hospital bed and back into a world where I can run.
As the sensations of his in-game legs flooded him again, Max looked around. He hardly remembered where he had logged out, but with his speed, it didn't matter. Max took a deep breath and blew it out slowly as he turned to the city skyline. Max focused on the buildings in the distance, picturing his route toward the city. With joy, Max slammed his feet into the ground and ran. The street cracked under his feet, and Max gave a mental wince. The neighborhood houses became a blur, and the few parked cars became little specks of color. Max had to increase his reflexes when he first entered the game. He knew he wanted to be a speedster, but it turns out, if you can't keep up with your own body, you're more of a menace than a hero. Now, though, Max was not only fast enough to keep up with his body, but when he really focused, time seemed to stand still. Max rounded the corner out of the neighborhood, careful not to tear up any more asphalt. He could make out the red taillights of several cars on the road ahead. A sudden idea made him grin. The cars turning right out of the neighborhood slowed to a crawl, and Max gave a whoop as his feet left the ground. He jumped all three cars at the corner and landed in the middle of the T-junction. He was sliding to a stop when he felt the road curl up around his feet. Max looked down to see that he had bunched up the asphalt of the road. It looked like he had scrunched up a dark carpet. He gave a hiss of annoyance and hurriedly picked up speed again. Behind him, he could hear the echoing honks of annoyed drivers. But Max merely put on more speed. He wound his way past more cars, occasionally having to zig onto the sidewalk when the road got crowded. The Hero Liaison Office didn't really like for speedsters to go off-road, but Max figured he wouldn't be fined for a short 3-second weave. Max winced at the memory of all the credits he had to pay when he first started. Apparently, being a super-fast superhero came with a shitload of paperwork, too. Insurance waivers, accident waivers, liability waivers. Not to mention all the testing he had to go through. Although, that had been fun. At least then, Max got to run. A buzzing at his wrist brought Max back out of his musings. He groaned and started to slow down. Apparently, his HLO babysitter wanted a word. Each super was assigned a handler when they worked for the HLO. It also came with the shiny communicator that was buzzing at him. Soon, the buzzing became a voice, and Max winced at the annoyed woman's tone.
That's 340 credits deducted from tonight's patrol for damage to a public street. I'd say it was a record, but you speedsters are always creating new ways to be a nuisance.
Max chuckled as he brought up his arm and smiled into the slim white wrist communicator.
Good evening to you too, darling. Now, would you believe me if I said it was an accident? Don't call me darling, and I would be surprised if it wasn't. You have caused no less than 3,000 credits worth of damage to the suburbs around Austin, all because of accidents.
his handler said coolly. Max tried to wipe the smile from his face as he slowed down enough to stop. He was on the other side of the bridge leading into downtown Austin. The city was aglow as the setting sun hit the tall silver buildings. A group of NPC civilians smiled at him, and Max gave them a wave.
Mr. Flourish, if you are ready to begin, we have several requests for speedster deliveries, his handler said from his wrist.
Miss Violet, do I really have to do these damn delivery quests? I'm a superhero, right? Shouldn't I be out stopping crime or something?
Miss Violet sighed harshly.
Mr. Flourish, we have been over this. Speedsters with high accident scores during training are relegated to deliveries until they can train up a bit. Do you remember cracking your face against the ice wall during training? I have the vid saved if you need to see it again.
Max groaned.
No, I don't need to see it again. But I've gotten better, right? I mean, my reflexes and strength are high enough to relegate my speed. Now.
Then how do you explain the incident that just occurred?
Violet asked.
Overexcitement.
Violet went quiet, and Max could almost picture the NPC woman's face. The HLO's algorithm had paired them up. Apparently, she was supposed to be a good counter to Max's fly-by-the-pants style. Honestly, she reminded Max of the girls whose pigtails he'd used to pull. The silence carried on for a few more beats as Max walked. Eventually, Violet sighed and carried on.
The first package of the night is a priority delivery for Cursate Technologies. Pick up is at...
Gah!
A shriek echoed down the street. Max glanced around and spotted a man in a dark suit being dragged into an alley. Before Violet could say anything, Max was running. Thankfully, he wasn't going far. He slid to a stop in front of the alley just as Violet's voice filled the air again.
Drone is overhead. You are clear to engage.
Max glanced up to see the large oblong silver drone, HLO emblazoned on its side. A meaty thwack from the alley brought Max back to the crime in progress. He tried to clamp down on his excitement as he took in the scene. Two large men were hovering over a third, clearly in the middle of beating the man. Max rushed in, barreling toward the two assailants. The thug closest to Max pivoted toward him in slow motion. Max aimed carefully and lifted his foot. Slowly. At super speeds, if he wasn't careful, his foot would go right through the crook. He did not want that paperwork. Still moving fast, Max pushed his raised foot forward and lightly tapped it against the first criminal's chest. Max sucked in a breath and jerkily slid to a stop. The move made his knees quiver. But Max couldn't help but smile as his super-fast kick sent one crook into his partner before both went sailing down the alley. Max gave the assaulted party a quick glance. It was an NPC in a suit that looked roughed up but not in immediate danger. Max celebrated quietly as he looked back at the criminals. Both were flat on their faces, unmoving.
Oh, shit. Are they dead? Did I kill them? Was I going too fast?
Violet's voice sounded bored as Max had his mini freakout.
No, scans say they're fine. The APD are on their way right now to secure the scene.
Whoo!
Max shouted, raising both hands to the sky.
See? I can do it. Yes, very good. Now, let me tell you about your package.
Oh, come on!
Max shouted, annoyed.
Not tonight, Max. Now, the package.
Package?
A wheezing cough came from the ground. Max looked down at the businessman. The NPC was moving.
Whoa now. Slow up there, my guy. You've been a victim of a crime. Just relax and the paramedics will be here shortly.
The businessman ignored Max as he tried to push off the alley wall. The man's body flopped to the ground and he crawled toward the opposite side of the alley. Max stared, confused, and walked over to where the man was headed. On the ground, against the alley wall, was a brown package. It had clearly been thrown against the wall, and a corner of the box was busted open. Inside, something glowed blue. Max bent over and picked up the package, intending to give it back to the businessman. but the victim went crazy as Max picked it up.
Don't touch that! It's mine!
The man flopped against the ground angrily. Max wasn't sure what the thugs had done to him, but he didn't seem capable of moving his leg. Max winced in sympathy as he looked over the package. As he moved it, a glowing blue vial fell from inside. Max caught the vial easily and held it up to his eyes. He heard the drone overhead move closer.
What is this? Max asked.
A fly in tonight's ointment, Mr. Flourish, Violet said from his wrist. It looks like the packages will have to wait.
Max ceased his examination of the vial.
Are you serious?
Yes, Mr. Flourish. Tonight, you will be busting up a drug ring. I'll file the paperwork. You interrogate our suspect.
Max was damn near vibrating out of his jacket. His first big case. Max took a large step away from the NPC. Placing the package on a nearby trash can lid, Max crouched low and got eye level with the businessman.
Tonight's going to be fun.
Max grinned as the man stared at him, wide-eyed. This has been Maxwell Flourish, A Fun Night, an MAO side story. Written by Zrael and read by Andrew James Spooner. Produced for Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. The author and or any present or future publishing company retains all the rights to the associated work. This work was read by permission of the author. Andrew James Spooner can be found online at www.andrewjamesspooner.com, on X, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, Mastodon, and TikTok as @TheOnlySpoon or Andrew James Spooner.
Thank you for joining us down this Lit RPG deep dive. Please consider giving us a review on Apple Podcasts and visit us over at longwinded.one, where you can see past episodes and find all of our socials, even our new Discord server. We hope you enjoy.